Today is February 10th, 2018, and this is Comics News Podcast number 95. I'm Todd Gosford, good friend Jay Stone, and Happy New Year. This is our first Comics News Podcast for 2018. Lots of stuff has happened in between the last one, so didn't get to record a new one. But anyway, tonight we're going to talk about Black Lightning, which is a 2018 TV series on the CW. And I know Jay is a huge fan of the comic book version of the character. I was not a huge fan of the comic book character. Didn't not like it, just wasn't, you know, one of my favorites. But I know it's one of yours, Jay, so you want to get started?
Yeah, sure.
So yeah, what did you like about the comic book version?
Oh, I like that, if I remember correctly, the Lightning was black. I don't know, I always like Lightning characters.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was neat when they generate Lightning. I like the fact, too, when originally he didn't have the Lightning power himself.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a belt, if right. I remember correctly.
Right.
Right? And then that's how he gained that power. It wasn't until much later that the power of the belt got incorporated into his body.
Right. And early on, wasn't Black Lightning in a different universe from the main DC continuity?
I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
I don't think so. I know he was the first African-American DC superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was the first one to lead his own series. I liked that it was kind of like a gritty kind of comic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing I didn't like was the villain.
Oh, who was the villain in the comics?
Tobias Whale.
Oh, okay. So same as in the TV show.
Yeah, yeah. It was Tobias Whale, but I mean, I didn't like him because he looked too much like Kingpin.
Oh.
But he was an albino type character, right? He was he was like all white and he didn't really look like a whale.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but he was like oversized.
Right, right. Like Kingpin.
Yeah, he was really huge. And I went, wow, this just looks like a ripoff of Kingpin. But I liked the Black Lightning character. Mm-hmm. I liked Tony Isabella's writing. He was the creator. So it had kind of like this really gritty, you know, urban kind of character. And Black Lightning wasn't like a all powerful kind of superhero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he seemed more grounded in reality and just trying to clean up the streets. So I like that kind of character.
Mm. So
I don't like the new 52 version as much.
I never did see that version.
Yeah, they made him young.
Oh. Yeah, I must be thinking about a different character because I'm looking at his publication history. It doesn't say about him being... There was like a continuity. I forget what the name of the universe was, but there was a different universe that they stuck a whole bunch of mostly ethnic characters in. They were separate from the DC universe, but I don't see it, so...
Oh, Tangent. The Tangent universe?
Sounds
they
right,
had that
maybe.
For a while, where Superman... They were like different versions of the main characters.
Yeah.
So Superman was like a telepath or something? Like a psychic?
Can't remember, but...
And he was African-American?
Yeah. But obviously a mistake, so it's okay. Okay, so...
I think in the new 52, I think they got rid of his children.
Oh, really? The daughters?
I think so. Yeah, I really didn't follow it too much because I didn't like the new 52 version.
Right.
But I couldn't imagine how he would have had kids if they de-aged him.
Yeah, right. And you did say they made him younger, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I was a big Outsiders fan.
Oh, yeah, he was part of the Outsiders, yeah.
Yeah, Batman and the Outsiders.
Right.
I love the Batman and the Outsiders.
Right. Never did follow them, interestingly enough.
Oh, you never got... Oh, yeah. That was like one of my favorite comics when it came out, Batman and the Outsiders.
Okay, so going to the TV show, let me say something about it since I didn't come with much in the way of preconceived notions because I was, like I said, I'm not a fan of the comic book version. And so I really didn't even check when it was launching and everything or debuting. And so I missed the first episode, so I ended up going and buying it on a Google Play, I think. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. And then and then I put it on my DVR so I could capture the rest. But,
okay.
I really liked the first episode. I thought the first episode was terrific. It had good movement. You know, it did all the things that Netflix Marvel does wrong. It did all the things right that Netflix Marvel does wrong. It was the lighting, even though much of it happens at night, is terrific. Just enough action to keep it moving along. The characters are really interesting, and the plot seemed to be moving. Although in episode 2, the plot really slowed down, I thought. But I really enjoyed the first. I've seen three episodes now, I guess, and I really really enjoyed the what I've seen so far. So I'm going to keep watching it. It's 13 episodes. And so as a fan, what did you think?
Oh, I thought it was really good. I was kind of hesitant about the fact that they made him old or older. Not like how it's not a typical, it's not like an origin story.
Right.
Right. Because he's older.
Right.
Not when he first started and right. he's coming back.
Yeah.
To the character. I thought his relationship with his wife was interesting.
Ex-wife. The fact
that they're estranged. Yeah. His ex-wife that they're divorced, but they still care about one another.
Right.
You know, and she, you know, she wanted to get a divorce because she couldn't stand to watch him get all beat up when he was being blacklined.
Right.
You know, the thing I find kind of shocking is some of the actions of the younger daughter, the way she behaves.
Yeah, she's really a brat.
I thought that was like,
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really a brat, but it's kind of extreme for someone who's supposed to be like the star kid.
Right.
Of the school.
Right.
I do like the fact how they try to, like, especially in the first episode, right? He gets harassed.
Right.
By police officers.
Right. That was
and
interesting.
I like the fact that he wanted to use his power, but he held back.
Right. Yep.
You know, and I like the fact that they talk about these problems in the neighborhood and problems in the community and how they're trying to deal with these issues and how difficult it is to deal with those issues. Mm-hmm. You don't really see that in any of the other TV shows on the CW, at least.
Right.
You know, so I thought that was interesting. It seemed more, I'm not trying to say it's like Arrow, but you know how Arrow in the first season was more reality based?
Yeah.
And Arrow has kind of gotten away from that.
Yeah.
Right. Arrow is a lot more gritty, a little more violent, you know?
Yeah.
It's, I think the first.
Street
the
level first crimes.
Was, yes. Yeah. Street level. That's a good word for it. Yeah. So, I don't know. I like those kind of, I like those kind of stories.
Right.
So I think Black Lightning, the TV series, really captures that really well. And I like the fact that they're bringing in his daughters, you know, especially his older daughter right now, who's going to be Thunder.
Right.
Right, because that was what was in the comics. And I always thought that put him as a separate, a different kind of a superhero character versus a lot of the other DC, you know, characters. That his children... I don't know if he had two children when he was in the comics. I know he had the one. But, you know, his kid had powers, and he had to try and help her, you know, figure out what those powers would be.
Right. So this might be a spoiler, but according to... And again, I'm not a fan, so I don't know this for myself. But according to Wikipedia, he did have two daughters in the comic book series, and that the second daughter also has powers.
Yes. Well, they've already talked about that when they were promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't really keep it much of a secret.
Mm-hmm.
That his kids would have powers.
Mm-hmm.
So they had, like, if I remember correctly, they had either posters or they had, like, clips where they allude to the fact that his children would have powers. But they didn't give too much away. But they gave enough away to think, okay, you're pretty sure they're going to have something. Mm-hmm. You're just not quite sure what it's going to be. I think his second daughter, his younger daughter, is going to be a speedster.
In the TV show.
I think so. If I remember correctly. And then the older daughter, I remember her character from the comic. Mm-hmm. So she's Thunder. So she can change her... She can change her mass.
Right.
Become heavy or become light. Well, really, all I remember in the comic, she gets really, really heavy.
Yeah.
So, you know, she can... I guess somehow by increasing your mass, become strong. I don't know how that works.
Kind of like Starboy in Legion of Superheroes. Yeah, kind of.
But he does it to other objects.
Right.
And other people, right?
Right.
She just does it to herself.
Right.
So kind of more like Vision.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good analogy.
Yeah, but she can't, like, phase.
She can't be intangible.
No, but what she can do is she can get really, really heavy. And then in the comic, her power was, like, she would stomp.
Yeah.
Right? And then that would, like, you know, kind of like Avalanche, right? People would, like, fall down and stuff like that because of her stomping power.
So kind of like Gorgon in the Marvel Universe.
Yes, like Gorgon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no hooves.
Right.
But no hooves.
No hooves.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty good. And you've watched up to episode 3, right?
Yes, that's right.
So you saw Grace Choi?
Yes.
And you saw her with the Outsiders comic?
You know, and I didn't know that. I only learned that tonight when I looked up Black Lightning's comic book series. that she's a character and apparently a superhero in there.
Yeah, she's a superhero in the comics. And she doesn't look like a superhero in the TV show. Because in the comics, I think what she is she's really strong. She has like enhanced strength.
Okay.
And limited durability.
Okay.
So she punches people a lot, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So she wasn't in the original Outsiders. She was like a version of the Outsiders in the 2000s or something like that.
Now let me ask you something about the characters. So Peter Gamby, you know, the tailor, is he in the comic books?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Very early on. And I think he's killed.
Oh.
In the first series, like early back in the 70s, I think.
Oh. Well, I like that character. That's disappointing if that's going to happen here.
I don't think it's going to happen, but there's something funny about him, yeah?
Yeah.
Because he hide things from Jefferson.
Wow.
From Black Lightning.
Yeah, we've already seen that.
That was, right. So there's something else going on with him. Uh-huh. But I read online something interesting.
Mm.
In The Flash, one of the episodes of The Flash, there's a van that has Gamby tailors or Gamby cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
And someone noticed it and posted it online, or comic book resources reported on it.
Yeah.
And so people, because right now, right, Black Lightning is supposed to be in his own lightning verse,
right,
instead of an Arrowverse, right? But what you see is you see someone linked Gamby to the pilot episode of The Flash, or one of the episodes of The Flash, like years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so people are going, wait a minute, is it in its own universe? Or is it part of the Arrowverse? You just don't see Arrow? And then they talk about in Black Lightning about other heroes.
Right, yeah, they didn't mention that.
Who are these heroes, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, but because of the comic that Grace Choi has, I think they're going to make it such that, like, they're in their own universe, but they have a glimpse of the other universes from comic books.
Hmm.
Right, you know, I don't know if you remember that, right? Like the back when they had Earth 1, Earth 2, and all the other universes, right?
Right.
Like Earth 1 could read about the adventures of Earth 2.
Right, the Justice Society.
Right, and so their adventures were seeping through the multiverse and got influenced by Gardner and like influenced Gardner Fox or whoever, right, in the Earth 1 universe, who then generated comic books.
Right.
So when I saw the comic book, I went, oh, I wonder if they're going to use that as
yeah, that's a true, way to the Outsiders, right?
Right.
Right.
And I'm wondering if they're going to use that as a way to introduce the other universe in saying that, oh, the comic writers are picking up on the other universe. Right. But
if it's Outsiders, that means there's Batman in the other universe.
Exactly.
Right.
And there is, because there's Gotham.
Right.
Which I know you watch.
Right.
So I hope they do something where they do link the universes.
Yeah, me too.
That would be awesome, even if they bring in Gotham.
Right.
And all they have to do is bring in Lucifer as well.
By the way, the superhero I confuse Black Lightning with is Static.
That's Static Shock.
Yeah, Static Shock from Milestone Comics, which was a separate universe in DC Comics.
That was Dakotaverse.
Yeah.
They were part of the city of Dakota.
Yeah, I was looking that up while you were going through some stuff, because I just couldn't, well, anyway, it just bothered me.
Yeah, he's like a teenage version of Black Lightning.
Right.
But he eventually DC got the rights, and then they merged the Dakota universe into the DC universe.
Yeah.
And so they're part of the DC universe proper now.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but there are people online who are hoping that they'll bring in Static Shock.
Yeah.
Which I hope so, too. He was a good character.
Now, what city is Black Lightning supposed to be in? Because I'm kind of reading this here, and it looks like he's in Metropolis.
You mean like in the comics?
In the TV show. I mean in the comics, sorry.
I don't remember what city he was in. He could have been in Metropolis. That's possible. But if he was in Metropolis, he was like in like a suicide slum kind of place.
Yeah. Which is funny because, you know, you never see Metropolis as a dark and dirty city, right? I mean, it was always the opposite of Gotham.
Right.
It was always the clean city or whatever you want to call it.
But in the TV series, they made a fake city, right? Yeah. Freeland.
Okay.
Right there, he's not in
any. You're right.
Known like it has no like even an Arrow, right? It's Star City.
Right.
Right. I don't know if there's a National City in the DC Comics.
National City in DC Comics is where the Golden Age Green Lantern lived.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I know in Arrow or in the Arrowverse, they mention things like Coast City and other DC fake cities.
Yeah.
You know, but I've never heard of a Freeland. So they made that up for the TV show. But you know what's surprising to me? Did you check out the Rotten Tomatoes for the show?
No.
So the Rotten Tomatoes, the critics are 100%.
Okay.
The popcorn is 57%.
What? People don't like it?
Well, the people who wrote it on, who voted on Rotten Tomatoes, which doesn't make sense to me. I thought the ratings were really good.
Yeah.
And I saw the show. I mean, the pilot episode, I agree with you, was the best. I was like, whoa. Yeah. That just, like, they really brought you in. The other episodes, they slowed it down. They really slowed it down. Yeah.
Like Marvel slow.
You know, and it's like, oh, my, yes. It's like, oh, my God. This is like Marvel again.
Yeah. Episode 2 is painful.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll bring it up.
Yeah. Oh, before, I want to correct myself. So the Golden Age Green Lantern lived in Gotham City.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and National City is where Supergirl lives right now in the TV show.
Yes, but I never heard of a National City in the DC Comics universe.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So I think they made that up, and I think that was an homage to their old name.
Yeah,
because they used to be National Periodicals.
Yeah,
right. And they didn't change their name to much later, like way later.
Mm.
I remember even when I was a kid, I don't think their name was really DC Comics. They had the imprint, right? They had the bullet and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone called them DC, but I think they were really still called National Periodicals. Hmm.
I think you might be right.
Because I remember, I think so, yeah. Because I would, for some reason, when I was a kid, you know, you would open up the comic book?
Right.
And the very first page of the comic, they would have all this publishing information.
Yeah, yeah.
They would have, like, the volume and the issue. And then they don't do that anymore. And I don't know, I would always love to read it for some reason. I was fascinated by it. For some reason.
Yeah, same here.
I don't know why.
And, you know, I haven't bought a paper comic in so long. I don't know. I buy everything digitally now, and none of that's on there.
Well, it's not in the paper comic either.
Oh, it's not either? Okay.
Well, no. Not like, it's not on the very first page. If they have it, they don't have that kind of traditional publishing information, like the volume, the issue, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's a shame.
They may have it on the inside cover sometimes.
Right.
I don't remember. I should look at one of my comics. Yeah, I don't know if they still have all that information like they used to. Yeah. So I think the digital comic is pretty much what you see for the most part.
Okay.
Of what you see in a print comic.
Right.
It's not really that different.
Hmm.
You know. So I don't know why it's 57%. I think that's just wrong. You know, because it's a really, really good show.
Yeah.
They say, the dialogue is lame. The plot is lame. And I'm like, no way.
I don't agree with the critics either. I don't think it's 100% or whatever.
No, I don't think it's 100% either.
But I would give it a good solid, I mean, you know, 80-something percent.
Oh, I agree.
At least.
It's a thoroughly enjoyable show.
Yeah. Well written. First episode was just moved really nicely, the way kind of hope a first episode would.
Good pacing.
Yeah, very unlike Daredevil pacing. Or, you know,
Ugh.
Something like that.
Any one of them.
Jessica Jones, whoever. All too slow for me. I like the costume, you know, it's a little overdone, I thought, but that's okay.
Oh, it's a little over the top. Yeah.
Yeah. you know, maybe they'll tone that down over time or do something with it.
I like how when he punches, it has lightning.
Right. That's a good effect.
He's not just like punching him, but he's also using his power.
His shock powers. Yeah.
Which I thought was good because he never was really that powerful as a lightning, you know, superhero.
Yeah.
It was limited. It was always limited.
Yeah.
So he still had to rely upon his fists, if I remember correctly. What did you think of the explanation of why they can't recognize him?
I missed that. What did they say?
So I think the daughter, right? Yeah. They're like, why doesn't the daughter recognize him? Why don't the daughters recognize him? And one of the daughters said, when you look at him, his face is so bright.
Oh, right.
It's too bright.
Right.
Now, we don't see that.
Right.
Right. We're the audience.
Right.
But it either it's his costume or it's power. It's like he's like masking himself somehow.
Right.
And that's how they get away with, well, how come his kids can't even recognize their own dad?
Right. Now, did that happen in the comics, too? Because, you know, I'm looking at a drawing of the comic book version, and he's pretty clearly, you know, face is pretty clearly visible, except for the mask on, of course.
No, I don't remember them ever explaining it that way.
Okay.
But I think they had to do something because it would be laughable to think that they can't recognize him.
Their own dad, yeah.
I mean, he clearly looks like the same guy. I mean, he obviously looks like the same guy.
Right.
I mean, it's not like he put a wig on either.
Yeah.
I mean, he's short. He's pretty much bald, right?
Yeah, and he's a pretty big guy. You know, he's bigger than your average guy.
Yeah, just normally, right? Yeah. He's tall.
Yeah.
He's muscular.
Yeah.
So he's like, and it's your dad, right? What did you notice?
Yeah.
I mean, even in the comics, right? Jonathan Kent, right? Superman's son. Right. Knows who Superman is.
Right.
They don't even keep it a secret. So right. Even Damian Wayne knows who his dad is. So I thought I would like to them to show it show him what he looks like to other people once. To see what that brightness looks like, how he manifests himself.
Right. As of episode 3, we haven't seen that as the audience.
I don't think we're going to. Yeah. I would like to see that though, just one time at least.
Well, it sounds like we're pretty much in agreement. I thought we were going to be arguing because, before I saw it, because, you know, like I said, I wasn't a fan of the character. So I really didn't have much in the way of expectations for the TV show. And I was really, really, really pleased to be wrong. Like, wow, this is a very, very well done show so far. Yeah, at least maybe I'm just colored by the first episode, which is excellent. The second episode was, you know, if I'd seen the second episode first, I would have gone,
yeah,
you know, like another Marvel-ish kind of show, except with a DC character.
I thought the third episode was good.
The third episode was better.
Yeah, it was better than the second one. Second one kind of took a dip.
Yeah,
but I had really high hopes because I'm a big fan.
Right, and so I was just going to ask, what do you think about them using Tobias Whale, since you said you weren't really a fan of that character in the comic books?
Well, they kind of have to. Because that is his main bad.
That's his main bad, yeah.
I mean, anyone who, you know, collected Black Lightning or even read Black Lightning, you know, comic book, it's got to be Tobias Whale. Mm. And it's got to be the 100, right? Because the 100 was his gang, and Tobias Whale was the big kingpin. The thing I'm not familiar with is, you know how Tobias Whale has those characters that follow him around that never talk?
Right, right.
Like his assassin people?
Right.
I don't remember that from the comic.
Oh, really?
No, I don't remember that. I remember Tobias Whale being like the kingpin, right? He's really, really big, and he takes care of things himself, and he's fighting, literally fighting Black Lightning one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't remember those other characters as, you know, his bodyguards or assassins.
Right.
So that's a new one for me. I think it's... what I think is interesting, though, is that they didn't make him like how he looks like in the comics.
Hmm.
They made him an actual albino.
Hmm.
And he's a little overweight, but he's not like... Okay, like Daredevil, right? When they cast the Kingpin...
Right.
They cast this huge guy.
Big guy, yeah.
Right? Even in the old movie with Ben Affleck, right?
Yeah.
They I forget that character, that actor's name, but he was a very tall African-American actor.
Right.
And he was huge, right? And then they had Vincent D'Onofrio in the Daredevil Netflix series, right? And he's a big guy, right?
Right.
But this one, they didn't choose a really big guy, but they chose an actual albino, you know? So I thought that was interesting, because in the comics, I know he's supposed to be an albino, but they don't draw him like one. They just draw him like a pasty character. Versus, you know, a biological albino, right?
Right, right.
But they just make him... really, really, really white, like a white whale.
Yeah.
You know, but that actor who plays him in the TV series, he is an albino, right?
Yeah, so far I'm not really impressed by the big bad, Tobias Whale. I'm not quite sure why. Maybe it's kind of a stereotypical bad guy, like you said, you know, too much like the Kingpin without being as interesting.
Have you seen him report to the woman?
Yes, I did see that.
She's the real bad.
Right.
She's the real big bad.
Right.
He's not, which is different from the comic.
Where he's the main guy.
Yeah, although she exists in the comic, character.
So is in the comics, is she one of the nearly immortal 100?
No, she's like, I don't know enough about her.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, you know, I remember Black Lightning from like Outsider days.
Okay.
And you know, the 70s comic.
Right.
She's Lady Eve. When I look at pictures of her, you know, in the comics, she looks something like she's Cobra.
Oh, okay.
Like she's part of the Cobra cult or something like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
Because she looks like she has a snake-looking outfit.
Okay.
So I don't know enough about the character. I didn't know that she was, that's who she was supposed to be. And then I read about, oh, this is Lady Eve. And I went, who's Lady Eve?
Hmm.
And I didn't read too much about Lady Eve itself. I just looked at the picture, and she looks like she has a Cobra outfit.
Hmm.
Although there's another type of... Shoot, I was just reading about it in one of the comics. There's another type of... a snake kind of cult in the DC universe now. I forget what it's called. I know Cobra, but there's another one. I forgot. It was in one of the Batgirl comics. Okay. I don't remember it anymore.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're pretty much fans of this show so far. And at least I'm going to follow it through its 13 episodes first run.
I look forward to it every week. I can't wait till I see it again.
Well,
yeah, it's on the top of my list.
Really?
Oh, Black Lightning? Oh, yeah. Black Lightning, Riverdale.
Yeah, which I do not watch.
You know, in terms of comic book shows.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's the CW shows.
Right. By the way, I don't know if we discussed this last year, but I read that Riverdale is going to spawn a spinoff. Sabrina? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that's going to be on Netflix.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's a Netflix show.
Oh.
They but just cast Salem. Or they just confirmed that Salem the cat will be in Sabrina.
But this is like a dark version, just like Riverdale, right?
It's not a comedy. That's the modern Sabrina. Because there's Sabrina's Horror Stories or something.
Yeah.
The Chilling Stories of Sabrina or something. Where she's more like it's going to be more like a horror show if I read it correctly.
I might watch that. That sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah, I want to watch that. I just wish it wasn't on Netflix.
Oh, do you not have Netflix?
I do have Netflix.
Oh.
But I have a bad feeling if it's on Netflix, they're going to make it too dark.
Yeah, like the Marvel shows.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Marvel shows, I mean, I don't mind, you know, in your face, violence, gritty stuff, but it's like, it's too much sometimes. You got to have some sort of balance.
Oh, I was thinking about just the lighting.
So, too.
I can't see anything.
No, I agree. That too. The cinematography. I don't know if that's the right word, but I agree. The lighting is just
terrible.
Why did you make it so dark?
Yeah.
I want to see the action. You know, it was almost like the same criticism people had of the Tim Burton movie.
Yeah.
It was literally so dark you couldn't see everything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love the movie, but I think people are right. It is too dark to figure out what's going on.
Right. And one difference, though, and that is if you see something in a theater, it's often different from seeing it on your television, just from dynamic range and, the lighting of your room and all of that. And it's okay to have a darkish movie because you're in a darkened room and so the lighting, the light hitting your eye, you know, is on a dark adapted eye, so it's, you know, not quite as dark. Mm-hmm. But when you have a dark TV and you know, most of us don't, well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to guess most people don't watch TV in total darkness, although I'm sure a lot of people do. But it's just a very different experience. And your TV, unless you have a really nice TV, usually doesn't have the dynamic range of a, you know, movie theater projection.
Well, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have that kind of TV.
Yeah. Yeah, me either. One more question before we end Comic City Podcast 95. Have you been reading The Button? I have not.
The Button?
Yeah, the DC... you know, the whatchamacallit, Watchmen meets the DC comic book universe.
Oh, the Doomsday Clock?
Yeah.
I
guess The Button was the prequel, yeah.
Yeah, I think I read The Button. Okay. I don't remember.
Okay.
I may not have, because I don't normally collect those two comics, Batman or Flash.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if I picked, I may have picked up one, but not the other.
Okay, I was just going to ask you, because they're so expensive, they're like $5 an issue, so I think I'm just going to wait till they're collected in a collected edition.
I am buying them, but I haven't been to other realms recently, so they're just in my box, my pull list.
Mm.
So I've read, I think, only the first issue, and it's not monthly anymore. I think it's every 2 months, so it's drawing out.
Oh.
Yeah, because I think it was supposed to be every month, but right. Geoff Johns, I think, is just too busy, because he's president of DC Entertainment.
Right.
And he's writing this, so I think he's just too busy with all the... I mean, he's helping launch all the TV projects, the movie projects.
Well, they should stop the movie projects, because those are just disastrous.
I mean, you have a point. They seem to do really well on TV. Maybe they just know how to do TV.
Their TV shows are awesome.
And, you know, Do you know they're launching their own streaming service, right?
Yes. And then they're going to have live action Teen Titans on it, right?
Yeah, they're going to have Titan.
Yeah. Yeah, just no teen. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And not only they're going to have Titan, did you hear they're going to have Doom Patrol?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yes, the show runners, I guess.
Yeah.
Just confirmed that the Doom Patrol somehow will be in Titans. They didn't say.
Yeah, I wonder which version, the early version or the later version, which I didn't like.
I can't be I love the modern version.
Right.
Which is weird, but I like kind of weird comics sometimes.
Right, right, right.
But I hope it's the original version. That would make more sense.
Yeah.
You know, to have Rita Farr and the Chief and Larry Trainer and then having Robot Man.
Right.
That would be awesome if they showed up, because Beast Boy is confirmed to be in the show, right?
Right.
And then Rita Farr is his mom, right?
Well, stepmom, but yeah.
Stepmom, right? Yeah. And then was it Mento?
Mento, yeah.
Right?
Is the Not to be confused right? with the candy. Yeah.
Right? So it would be great if they had his backstory.
Yes.
Or they showed up or something.
Right.
Right? Or they kidnapped him to go on a Doom Patrol mission.
Right.
Something like that. So I'm really and not only that, you heard in Titans, right? It's the Dick Grayson.
Right.
Robin.
Right. Which is awesome.
Not Nightwing, but Robin.
Right.
And I was like, wow.
Which I approve.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Finally. But you know there's a Nightwing, movie, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes. There's a director.
Yeah.
I forget the name. I just read about it. And I think they have just finished the first draft of the script.
Yeah.
Or working on it. Or I think he said we're almost done or something.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a Nightwing movie in the works, in production.
Wow.
But I can't wait to see Titans.
Yeah, so are you going to subscribe to the DC, whatever the heck they call it?
I'd sooner subscribe to that than CBS All Access.
Oh, yeah, I'm not subscribing to that. So.
I subscribe to CBS All Access.
Yeah.
And then just to watch Discovery.
Right.
And then had 1 month free or 1 week free or something like that, right. Whatever it was.
Right.
And then I paid for a couple more months.
Right.
Finished out the first half of the season. And yeah. I didn't resubscribe.
Oh, really?
Nah, because like I told you, right? The people who are doing Discovery don't understand Trek.
Yes. After watching the first episode only, I agree.
They don't understand Trek. The Klingons look totally weird.
Weird. Yeah, they're, yeah.
I mean, it's so outside of canon, whatever. You want to switch it up, fine. But, I mean,
and the characters are just unlikable.
Yeah, no one is likable. Not a single one of them is likable.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, none of it makes any sense. If they really had the Discovery, right, in the Star Trek universe.
They'd be court-martialed.
Exactly. That's one. But the other thing is this, right? If they really had the Discovery, right? I mean, they would have, you know, they would have decimated the Romulan.
Yep.
They would have become the Empire, like in the Mirror Universe.
Yep.
You know? So none of it makes sense. And they don't understand Trek. So I gave it a chance, probably longer than I should have, but by the time I was like, okay, I already paid for another month. Let me just finish this part.
Right.
And then I went all the way up into the mid season hiatus, and I went, I'm not gonna subscribe to it again. But on DC streaming service there are two shows I really want to watch. One is Titans.
Okay.
And then one is Young Justice season 3.
Oh, yeah.
Cause that they're not gonna put on Cartoon Network. They're going to put that only on the streaming service, exclusive.
I might subscribe to the streaming service, just to watch Titans.
So those two shows, for sure, I want to watch. So I'm really thinking about it. I mean, if I'm going to pay another streaming service, that's probably the one I would pay for, to get that kind of content. That's worth it.
All right.
Especially to see Titans.
Okay, one more thing before we sign off. I just wanted to mention to you, if you didn't see it, I happened to see it just before we started the podcast. And that is, you know, the U.S., not the U.S., sorry. The Winter Olympics is going on right now in South Korea. And apparently, although I haven't seen it on TV, apparently the practice suits that the Olympians are wearing are based on Marvel superhero designs.
What?
Yeah.
You mean the Americans?
Yeah, the U.S. team.
Oh, really?
So apparently there's a photo of Michaela Schifrin in what looks like a Captain Marvel outfit. And there's a picture of Lindsay Vonn in a Captain America outfit. so, you know, a practice suit. You might want to go look it up. It's pretty funny. Pretty nice, actually. It's well done. Really well done outfits.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking it up now. Practice Suits Olympics.
Yeah, Winter Olympics. Alrighty then. That brings to a close podcast number, Comics News podcast number 95. I thank Jay as usual. And Jay, I don't know if you heard the mini podcast, but I thanked you there also for being a long time collaborator in this and other.
Oh, yes. Things. Yes. Thank you so much. Yes, I did hear that one. Oh, I see the thing.
Isn't that amazing?
Costumes. Yeah, she does look like Captain Marvel.
I hope they show up on TV. Because,
right, Captain America.
Right, Lindsay Vonn is Captain America. That's pretty cool. Right?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. So, well, maybe we'll see it on TV. Maybe they'll put a little, you know, showing them practicing these things. I kind of wonder what other outfits the other athletes have.
Mm, that's awesome.
Yeah. Okie dokie. That brings in, as I said, number 95, and we will talk to you next time.